Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nearly 2 weeks after the first Occupy Boston demonstrations, it's become perfectly clear the protesters aren't just passing through, but are settling down in Dewey Square in downtown Boston for the long haul. Yesterday, while people hung around and played guitar, others tried to make sure the couple of weeks of living outside in the dozens and dozens of tents there isn't taking a toll on health. Christy Tuno, a volunteer in the medic tent, came by with water, cough drops, and packets of vitamin C.
Do you guys need food or water?
Almost set, right?
It's getting cold and hypothermia prevention.
If you want, you can dissolve the vitamin C packet in the water and it'll...
Feel free to check in. We actually have another nurse here again today, so if you want someone to look at your throat again, just to see how it's going. It's going to get cold again tonight, so just be careful.
Getting cold is what many observers have speculated will eventually be the end of the Occupy Boston protests. That is, the protests will end when the weather and the eventual snow make it too cold for camping. But the protesters say no. And that, in fact, they're preparing a winterization plan to stay over during those long months.
Well, we're here for the long run, so.
Philip Anderson is 24 years old and lives in Westwood. Up until about a month ago, he was working on a Senate campaign. He declined to say which one. For the past few days, he's been serving as a spokesman for the movement that doesn't necessarily have clear goals other than removing corporate money from politics and making the corporate world more responsive. Anderson says he thinks the support exists to keep at least a core group of protesters in Dewey Square until spring, when he hopes the numbers would grow again to what they've been this past week.
On Monday, we had a march with upwards of 10,000 people. And that just demonstrates how many people support us. A lot of them couldn't get off of work, but when we were walking by, we got thumbs up out of windows. We got, you know, waves from construction workers. We've even had a few police officers say they support us.
Standing next to Anderson as he spoke was evidence of the diversity of support the group has attracted. Four women, Carolyn McCrary, Alice Schaefer, Marjorie Harvey, and Nancy Linichek, had carpooled into the protest from their towns of Acton, Littleton, and Ayer. But it wasn't the distance they traveled that set them apart. Listen for the number, 89.
I'll be 78 in November.
89.
I'm not Sam.
Good for you. Pushing 70.
You came down here today to see what was going on. What drew you? Why are you here?
Well, I came in order to thank and support the courageous people like the young man who just spoke. I admire and I'm grateful for their enormous effort to facilitate change. I too don't think that corporations are persons. I too think that we have far too much economic injustice and social injustice in this country. And how do we change it? Well, we speak up like this.
I came here to show my support, to help by being not just young people, but people of all ages, all classes, need this kind of work, because this is the only way that things get changed, when the people say it's not right. And everything that's happened, I mean, I can say from prohibition to the undoing prohibition, was done by people who pushed the government, and this government needs a lot of pushing.
We need to get money out of politics.
You speak as someone who sits on a political board
in your town,
you're a selectman.
Right, right. You know, there's no money in town politics. Let me tell you that. I mean, at least in my town, there is no money in town politics. But I've been concerned for many years about the economic inequality. Anybody who works a 40-hour-a-week job should be able to afford a place to live, food to eat, healthcare, you know, and have decent education for their children. And that is no longer the case in the United States.
Do you all see this as a long struggle, so to speak, to achieve these goals?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't change things in a minute and say, aha, it's done, and walk away. We're going to stay.
So what message needs to come out of here to actually
get the rest of America thinking about what these folks, what the folks on Wall Street in New York are trying to say and trying to do?
I don't think we know any other peaceful way other than demonstrating. I was speaking with Carolyn a little bit earlier, and we were reminiscing about the 1960s and the demonstrations. There hasn't been anything like that since that time, and I think this is just the beginning.
Were you 1960s era demonstrators, if I might ask? Heads shaking yes all over the place.
Yes, right? Yes. Against Nicaraguan war, against Vietnam war, against racism and poverty.
Ladies, you're here today. Will you be back?
If yes. Somebody will give me a ride in, yes.
Yes, we have a designated driver.
Carolyn McCrary, Alice Schaefer, Marjorie Harvey, and Nancy Linichek, ranging in age from undisclosed to 89. They carpooled in to the Occupy Boston protests in Dewey Square yesterday.